Welcome back. Today I'm republishing two old episodes that I did about 3 years ago. As you might know, a friend of mine, Axel, that I met in Vancouver, sadly passed away during the summer, so I guess this is my tribute to him. I was lucky enough to have Axel, along with his brother Josh, on the podcast back in 2020, and we talked for hours about a bunch of random topics. And this is when I was just starting out in podcasting, and the show really didn't have any direction at the time. I was still kind of figuring it out and learning on the job, you could say. So anyone that I spoke to around that time, I was just practicing my interview techniques by asking 30 random questions and just seeing where the conversation takes us. So this is just a throwback to those early days. And, you know, looking back on it now, I'm glad that we did it, because I have about three hours of audio from Axel just speaking his mind freely on different topics, which is something nice to hold on to for any of his family members or close friends, you know, especially in times where they're going to be really missing him. They may choose to listen to it, and others may choose not to listen to it, as I know it might be too hard for them, which I completely understand, but it's good to have the option, you know. I said it a few weeks ago when he passed away, like, that's one thing about podcasting is when someone passes on and they're not with us anymore, their voice remains, you know, there's a part of them still here somewhere, you know, on the internet. And this is a place where we can go and we can hear them speak. Whereas before, like when my grandmother died, for example, it's like, okay, she's gone now. We have a few photographs and we have the memories, maybe a few blurry clips on an old camcorder, but nothing substantial, you know. Whereas nowadays, and in this case, like, we have Axel speaking in long format, you know, that we can go back to, hear his voice and just remember him for who he was, you know. So that's the purpose of this episode now, these two episodes actually, because like I said, we spoke for hours. I just kept the thing recording while we spoke, and it was so long, the podcast, that I had to split it into two episodes. And yeah, there's the 30 random questions. That's going to be in part two. Part one is just Josh and Axel basically talking about their life and what led them up to that point in life. And it's really good, actually. I listened back to it, and, you know, I listened to two of those episodes, and it's pretty sad, you know, because we're talking about, there's a lot of funny stuff in there, but then we get a little bit deep, and because my questions were very, they varied a lot, you know. I would ask a funny question like, okay, what's your McDonald's order? And then we talk about, you know, stuff like life after death. We talk about, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And, you know, none of us could have predicted that this would happen in 3 years. But, I don't know. It's very sad. Before we get into it, I just want to say a couple of things about Axel. Him and Josh were easily two of the nicest people that I met during my 3 years in Canada. We started out working together, and obviously, you know, I started seeing Lee around that time, and the two boys, they offered sound advice, and they were just two guys that you knew had your back, you know, really genuine friends, you know. I'll give you a quick example. Like, we had to figure out the Christmas schedule that year, because we were actually open on Christmas Day as well, and Josh and Axel insisted that myself and Lee would take Christmas Eve off and we take Christmas Day off to spend together, and they were just happy to take one for the team. Little things like that, you know, I really appreciate and I never forget. Our work crew, it became like a family. There was like six or seven of us, I would say. And it didn't last too long, maybe about a year. And then it just, and it just became more than a work relationship. Like, we would go out for pints together, we would hang out, and eventually we ended up doing this podcast together. And like I said on Instagram a couple of weeks ago, the two lads, they really played a huge role in one of the best chapters of my life. And I'll never forget it. Axel was a qualified pilot. He was very intelligent, very funny, and a true gentleman. He was very good with electronics, I remember. I bought my new iPhone and I basically just handed it over to him so that he could set it up properly. Like most people, they just buy a new phone, they switch it on and that's it. But Axel knew all about the settings and everything to do to get the most out of your iPhone. He loved Dua Lipa, and I remember he sang the Dua Lipa song, Be The One. And that's at the end of the first episode. So that's really all I gotta say. Let's hand it over once again to Josh and Axel.
At home in Ireland, it's like $100,000 to do a piloting course.
Yeah.
And it's a big decline in pilots because not everyone can go and attend that course. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I always found it pretty funny for myself because like a lot of people notice that out of you right away. And it's just... Everywhere in the world is the same thing, you know. Everywhere in the world, it costs a lot of money, but I feel like this comes back to like to a fucking big part of my story and how I grew up and shit. But the thing is that I never grew up with money myself. If anything, my grandfather has a lot of money, so that's basically how it all started. Like the dream was there, the dream was set to. I don't know, that he wanted us to be educated people, you know?
Yeah, and it was a one-year difference between you.
Yeah, that is a one-year difference.
So you did it first, and then you did it next.
No,
we actually did it at the same time.
Yeah, oh, okay. And he's 1 year older than me.
Oh, you're 1 year older, yeah, okay. Yeah, I got that mixed up. My bad.
It's all good.
But, yeah, man, I only ask because, like, you know, I'm thinking if people in Ireland even just flew to Mexico or wherever you did the course, you know, would it not be cheaper to just go and get educated abroad and then bring your degree, your ticket home?
It wouldn't, because you pay in American dollar anywhere you're at in around the world. You pay the fuel for planes. It's paid in American currency, which is like United States dollar, you know?
Yeah.
I don't really think it's a really expensive career, because it just sounds expensive, but if you think about it, like any other career would go high, because, you know, like it's a career, it's a professional career. But because I mean, you develop it as educated as you want to be.
Yeah.
It's just like, I think it's just in pilot or aviation, it's that expensive because you really have to go, it's a long process because you really have to be really professional.
How long were you training for?
It was total of, it was like 2 years of going to school and like a year and a half of doing flight hours. So it's not.
That's pretty quick, isn't
3
it?
Years, between 3 and 4 years.
And as I'm telling you, man, we're like, me and myself, like, I'm saying we because it's both of us, but I feel blessed because, like, it's something that I've seen people take many years to be able to, like, to pay for their flight hours and get this thing done. But, as I said, my grandfather was kind of like, okay, well, I'll get that money out there for these guys, you know?
You got to get the education.
Yeah, exactly.
You did it proud anyway.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. The thing about it is, like, I don't know, for me... Growing up, as I said, I just never felt like I was just that guy with that money.
Yeah.
So going to school with a bunch of people that were just like rich as fuck was just not my thing. You know, it was just like I was always the ghetto kid amongst them. You know, like,
well, you got to the end anyway and graduated.
Yeah, I graduated.
That's sick,
all
man. Like when I first met two of you and you told me, I can fly a plane. I'm like, what?
And he's a really good pilot. Like I have never flown with him.
Yeah.
Because it's not really convenient for family to be flying.
Okay.
Together.
Why is that? Everyone
yeah, like family, not family, right? Even like if it's father and son, like they don't.
That's
weird. That's weird.
So what's it like flying? Just quick, because I can't really imagine what it's like to fly a fucking airplane.
The most frequent question that I get, it's like, is it hard to fly a plane? I think it's just something that not a lot of people is willing to do.
Yeah.
But if you have the commitment, if you have the passion for it, I think you, it just takes one flight hour to discover if you have the passion for it, yeah, or if you're just not going to do it.
The most difficult part is landing, is it?
Yeah, it is. But it's funny, like, there's a lot of stories surrounding, like, people that they did their first flight hours and they just didn't, like, they thought they were committed to, like, school, like, fucking theory and all that shit.
They thought that was the life they wanted.
And they do their first flight hour, and your first flight hour, usually the instructor will, like, fucking toss you around, bro, because he wants to get you fucking, he wants to get your guts out there, you know? Yeah. So there's been, like, stories where, like, dudes kind of just, like, break down, and they're like, no, I can't do this. Give me a fucking
game. I don't think I could ever do it, to be honest, man. My cousin, we got him a voucher for Christmas, and it was for flight hours, and he went up with one guy in one of those smaller planes and flew with them and got his practice. And he always wanted to be a pilot, but when he started doing those lessons, you know, that's when he really set his mind on it. And I'm always thinking, you know, you're with one guy, right? What if that dude gets, like, a heart attack or something like that? Okay. And you're like, oh, fuck, how do I land this motherfucker?
Yeah, that's fucked. No, I never really thought about that, but it
that's
happen,
the kind of thing,
you know,
I think
about.
And I'm like,
well, you know, actually, I heard a story about a student that actually that happened to his instructor. He got a heart attack, barely like on his third or fourth hour.
They should
flight.
Have probably three people minimum, you know, on the planes, just in case one guy kicks it.
Well, it's just like really odd for that to happen, but it can happen, right?
Could.
And that happened, and so he managed to land the plane. He apparently had, like, previous long hours of simulator, and that's what got him, like, to be able to actually land the real plane. Yeah. And he actually had, like, 3 or 4 hours behind him, but still, like, that was a major accomplishment.
Jeez, imagine your first
and it's scary
day, though.
Like, it's super scary.
Super scary. Do you ever actually want to go back and make a career out of it?
Yeah, I'm planning on it, yes.
Next
definitely,
years.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Fuck a 9 to 5, bro.
Fuck a 9 to 5. Bro. When you're flying a plane,
I'm
just fucking 2 a.m. until fucking 4 p.m. the next day.
Like for me, I'm telling you, dude. Like, I'm glad I got that behind me, bro. Like, I'm fucking blessed. But I just always hated being that guy. That didn't fit there. You know, like, it
working
was just like I was doing it because I liked it. Because they asked me, like, what do you want to go to school for? And I was like, oh, if I want to do something for school, like, I want to be a pilot, you know? So once I get there, it's just like such a weird environment, because you're just around, like, all this, like, prep ass kids that think they're the shit, that just want to talk about, oh, my dad's this, my dad's that. Well, I'm out here like, what do I got to tell you guys? Oh, my grandfather is paying for my career. And while I'm just like, my grandfather was not paying for me fancy living, he was paying for a career.
Yeah.
So these guys are going to fucking dope ass places to go have drinks. They're having, like, they're going to the uniform with the Gucci belt and shit.
Yeah,
and I'm just
out
here, like, trying to get a belt that doesn't look whack, you know? Like,
the air hostess is following you around.
Yeah, and I mean, you still get that status, like they say, like, oh, yeah, like, you're them now if you want to be that. But at the end of the day, I just never felt like, I just always felt kind of like put on the other side, like, oh yeah, that's that little ghetto kid that's
some
in
people
the
going to school right now to be a pilot would kill to have your license.
Exactly.
you're just like, meh.
But it's not even that. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just like felt out of that, like, it got that love out of me just because I was like, yo, I love doing this and I'll do it for free. It just sucks that you have to be around that environment when it's like, oh, it's such a high class thing that you just don't fit here, you know?
I get you.
So I think that was kind of like a big thing for me that just got me like, yo, you know what, guys? Fuck you. I'm going to do my own thing. Like,
but, like, the two of you have both got so many other options, you know what I mean? Because you're fucking both pretty talented musicians, you know?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
So,
I think I will, like, definitely find my way to. It's just, I think it's just like it's a hard, long process. I don't think it's like for preppy people. I don't even think it's like for people that has money. It's just like for people that has passion on it. Like, like, trust me, the Wright brothers back in the 90s, the 1902, like, they weren't rich people. They weren't like high class.
And they managed to, like, invent the first plane that actually flew a few seconds, right?
Yeah.
It was a few seconds in the air. And I think it's just about passion. Like, if you're not committed to it, then you're not going to be a pilot, you know?
No.
Because that's not for you.
You either want to do it or you don't.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Either you do or not. And I think it was the right decision. Like, if you feel like... I think we all have a dream from kids, and that is, like, to fly. It's like, we all have this feeling of flying, and we want to understand how flying works. I think we all share this feeling, and we wish to fly. We all have a dream, right?
Yeah.
Where you fly.
In one of the 30 questions, actually, sorry, spoiler
it's
alert.
Nice.
I mean, it's like, what, if you could pick one superpower, what would it be? And... most people are going to say flying. You know?
It's so amazing.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Yeah.
It is true. Yeah.
It is really.
But bad. Yeah, man. If anything, like, I'll use it as fucking, I don't know, as a tool for myself. Dude. Not for, I just don't. I don't know. I would just do it for another passion of mine. You know. Like,
but I mean, it's cool to sit back and just know in your mind that you have that option.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's for
you
sure.
Have a license to fly planes.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Sick, man.
And I'm looking forward to, like, as soon as I can be flying planes out here in Canada. Like, I want to do it, and just because, like, maybe one day I'll be a hippie, but instead of having a combi, I'll just have a plane. You know, like, hopefully that would be my dream. Yeah.
And another thing worth mentioning is, like, you both speak pretty fucking fluent both Spanish and English.
Thank you.
Not a lot of people speak more than one language, so fucking props to you.
That,
that's not mentioned enough, like, you know, you got two languages down, you know. And you're both really skilled musicians. How many instruments can you play, Axel?
There's quite, like, I would say, like, great, like, good, skilled good, I would be saying, like, probably the guitar and the piano, the bass. That's, I would keep it like that. The other ones, I'll try it, and I'm probably going to go, but I think the guitar is my favorite instrument so far. Yeah, I've been playing it for more than 12 or 13 years.
You got a pretty slick guitar right
Thanks.
There.
Well, actually, this is, let's see, this is a Jackson guitar. It's
oh,
a V
that's
guitar.
Really popular, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I've heard a lot of Jackson guitars. It's
just
because
I'm
made...
not really too into guitars, but
well,
I recognize that brand, you know?
Yeah, I do have a guitar at home. That's a BC Rich. It's a Warbeast.
Okay.
So Warbeast NJ Deluxe series. That's a pretty nice guitar. That's my favorite, to be honest. It's a BC Rich. It has it's black like this one. And it has this, like, kind of, like, spider form. It gives, like, a really black metal, heavy metal style.
Yeah, that one looks like something, like, you see one of the Motley Crue guys.
Exactly,
like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, I'm all about
it does.
That. Yeah, the rock...
Yo, did you watch their movie on Netflix? The Dirt. Motley Crue movie is good, yeah.
I have not.
You should watch it.
Not.
It's pretty good, like, biopic movie.
I've never watched it. I didn't even know they had one.
Yeah,
what was the name
good,
of
man.
This
good
guy?
Shit.
He was actually dating Pamela Anderson, right?
That's right. What was his name?
Yeah, I forgot about
Tommy
this guy.
Lee.
Tommy Lee. Tommy
that's
Lee.
The guy. That's
right?
The guy.
Is that
actually,
Tom Lee? Yo? He owns a fucking store. He's got all
my
money. He's got all my money.
It's funny, right? Like, how can
it's
you
not
forget,
same,
right? Like, how can you
it?
Forget? Like,
it
I
must
just,
be.
I just
it,
bought
it.
I just bought a cable from Tom Lee.
I'm pretty sure it must be, bro. Like, all these people are, like, people that are that have been in the industry. Like, all I've learned from music. It's funny because, like, throughout my life. It's like he said, he's been playing music for 12 years. I've been skating for fucking 12 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just got into this, and he's been trying to teach me, like, music anatomy for
he's
so long.
A good coach
and
here.
I never listened to him, dude. I never listened to him.
No.
Because I just couldn't, like, I don't know. It was just not, like, the way he was teaching me was probably, like, not my way of learning and this and that. Mm-hmm. But when I got into it myself, I learned everything from... David Gibson, which is, like, a big name in the industry. There's Gibson Guitars, which is, like, a pretty big name for, like, guitars.
Okay.
And it's just basically, like, people in the industry. This guy has a whole... He's an audio engineer, and he has a whole, like, book about just, like, dynamics of sound and engineering of sound, and that's pretty sick. Dude. Like that's basically where I got most of my knowledge from. That guy Gibson.
Man. I remember when we were working together, and we talked about this a while ago. Like you bought your mic first, was it?
It was first the laptop and then the machine, and right after it was the mic. And I'm pretty sure that's like sort of around the time that we're like really like just talking about like a bunch of shit.
Yeah, I remember you kept telling me about this mic. And you were going to the Tommy Lee store.
Oh my god, that's so stoked.
Man, looking at your setup now, it's fucking class. Just how you built this from the ground up is so sick, man.
Just as an add up here, I think it's kind of funny. Well, I like music, right?
Yeah.
I like music because I like to study a lot of mathematics and physics. Mm-hmm. That's the approach I kind of look when I study music.
But Josh is just starting out, and you're like a music engineer, aren't you?
Well, I'm not a musical engineer. Actually, Josh...
I'm the one that studied music engineering.
You're an engineer.
Joshua is going more for that. I go more on the structure...
Okay.
Of the music, let's see, yeah, like the sign.
How long did it take you to make that beat? A minute,
yeah,
like three minutes.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you
exactly.
Had,
like he knows the anatomy. He knows how to work like the notes.
Yes, I know like the
better
DNA of the music.
That's for sure.
Right? And he likes to do the sound design, the architecture.
Yeah,
of the room, the how do you call it, like the variation
it's
of the
just,
sound,
it's
the
just
dynamics,
engineering,
right?
It's
yeah.
dynamics, it's dynamics.
But
it's very complex though, like fucking maths, physics.
It's,
like
it's complex.
Yeah.
I to be honest, I like physics when I was really young, and one of a funny fact that I wanted to throw in, it was that actually Orville Gibson started to make guitars, and one of the Wright brothers that invented aviation is Orville too. It's Orville Wright. That's just a funny fact that I don't know. It was just a coincidence to find this, because I was like, oh, like those guys are really well. It's an inspiration for me, like to play the guitar, and aviation is my passion. So
yeah.
I think it's just a funny fact. You
know? Man, so you're both pilots. Both musicians.
And better
Thanks,
lovers, damn it.
Like, but I mean, you don't skate,
don't
Axel.
No, I don't skate. No, this is all...
This one's on Josh.
Yeah, this one's all...
I gotta ask you about skating, man. You're like, I'm not
this
trying to kiss ass
yeah.
because we're friends, because we're sitting here, we're doing a podcast, but...
Yeah.
Man, I don't know if you'll mind, I'll probably share a couple of videos of you skating, so that the listeners
to,
will... be able to get a visual of the stuff you can do on a skateboard.
Yeah, that's,
and I'm not like a say kissing ass,
sure.
but I've never
no,
seen
no,
I've
I,
never seen in
I,
person
dude,
anyone do that.
Yeah,
on a skateboard.
I to be honest, I
it's fucking nuts, man.
I think the years that I have dedicated myself to learning what I do, he has dedicated to skateboarding and other projects, but one that really outstands there. Must be skating.
Oh, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, that's probably the first thing we should have talked about. But I'm like, building up as a main event, I'm like, I know these two guys. They're both pilots. They're both really talented musicians. And one of them is like, you're pretty much a pro skater. You know?
I would love
you're
to say
pro,
I would say
but
you
I
could
don't
be
hold that status.
Was,
yes, I never chase that status for a reason. I'll tell you what. Like, it's pretty funny. I love it, dude. It's like, that's me, dude. Like, there's no other... thing that will describe me. Like, if we want to really go back to my life and just like keep on telling the stories about piloting, about this and that, like I decided to be a pilot because I remember my dad asking me like, yo, you're gonna go to school, what do you want to do? Whatever you want to do, you're gonna pick it. And I thought to myself like, if I'm an architect, I'm probably just gonna be stuck working in the computer. If I get into like database working and this, that, I'm gonna be stuck in the 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, if I become a pilot,
I will travel
around the world, and I'll bring my skateboard with me. So that was sort of like the aim, dude. Like,
I don't even think you'd be allowed to skate. You
would, but
I mean,
then again,
the pilot.
But then
fucking
exactly, that's
broke
that's
a bone 2 hours before the flight.
Exactly, that's what
and
I'm saying.
We got no one to step in.
They will, because they always have someone to like jump in case something goes wrong. Because they just can't cancel flights like that. You know, they always have a crew. that's like a backup crew.
Yeah.
And that's sort of like doctors, you know, like when shit gets crazy in the hospital, they get nurses that are like in their days off,
yeah.
and they call them like, oh, you got to come in, and they have to go in. So it's sort of like the same thing for us, but in the terms of like skating, that was the reason why I was like, I really picked this career, because I felt like it was more like, gave you that liberty to just do more shit.
But imagine that, you're piloting around the world, skating in your spare time in different countries, and then eventually you probably wouldn't even need the piloting because people are sponsoring you to skate in their park.
And
you could make a realistic living from it, you know, if you really focused on it. But then you're risking the run of injuries.
Exactly,
you're just recovering right
just
now.
Just like right now, it sucks. It's been. It was August 23rd. I was happened to be skating like around a spot, like a really famous spot that's here in Vancouver. I'll give you that that clip because it's on film.
Okay.
And unluckily, we're filming for a video part that I was trying to put out. Because I tell you, I do this shit for the love. Mm-hmm. I never really was, like, into just, like, all filming and trying to go pro status and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Even though I've wrote for a couple brands before.
Man, I remember, sorry to cut you off, but you were being sponsored by Nike for a short time.
If you look at my closet, I still have many boxes of Nike.
I remember when that deal came about. Yo, Josh. Get me a pair of size 10, bro. I have a small foot.
it was pretty sick. This all started in Mexico, dude. Like, if we want to break to that conversation real quick, this all started in Mexico.
Yeah, yeah.
Over there, the skateboarding scene is not as big as other parts of the world, but it's still heavy, you know? Like, the South is sort of like a hungry place for earning shit, you know? Like, there's a lot of people that don't have much. So they give their all to whatever they do. And I was lucky to start hanging around people that were already riding for Nike. And just, I started getting boxes from these guys. And it went on for a bit while I was over there. When I move over here, the guys from Menu Skate Shop, shout out to the fucking homies from Menu Skate Shop. They held it down. They're distributors of Nike over here. They were just giving me shit, dude. And I was like, fuck yeah. That's like the dream. It's fun.
Cheers, brother.
But
cheers.
It holds to this mind state where it's just more like serious kind of thing. You know, like, it's just, you're not doing it too much because of the love. But it's pretty sick, though. Like, now that I'm here.
So how did it work? Did they just basically send you, like, the shoes?
Yeah.
You wear the shoes for free and skate in the shoes.
Yeah, it was just basically like that. Like, it was no, like, you got to understand that Nike's a big, big company. They can give shit out for free for nothing. Like, they don't give a fuck about the product. It's sick that anyone that builds up, like, a career in any, like, of their, like, whatever sports that these guys support, as long as you're outstanding, like, they'll be, if you fit their style, if you fit whatever they're doing, like, it's they'll be willing, you know, to help out. So as far as like skateboarding, it's not like people that go to the gym, you know, like people that go to the gym, like bodybuilders and that shit, there's probably a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. So they got to really be picky with the people that they want to support.
That's true. Yeah.
For me, I'm telling you, it just all started because I was just hanging with the Nike guys in Mexico and I was like, oh, that's fucking sick. You know, like,
still though, like, especially in this day and age, you know, you got the iPhones and when you do a slow-mo of your skating, it's like, it just looks so cool, man.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I'll definitely try to get some clips out there for you so we can show the
people.
Yeah, just
pick your best two or three. Everyone went through a phase of skateboarding in Ireland, probably back in like the mid-2000s, and some people stuck at it and most people just dropped off, you know, because it takes a lot of time to practice and get to the level you're at, you know. You probably took a lot of hard knocks.
Oh, I've been, man. All my life has been injury after injury, and that's just something I learned how to cope with, and it teaches me a lot of shit as a human, you know.
Most people fall one time and they're like, no, that's it for me.
My father, rest in peace, the legend, he told me before, like, I remember I did not like you skating at all because I thought it was a dangerous sport. I saw you come one day home with a busted ass ankle, looking big as an elephant. Like, you're done. Like,
and
you're
Josh,
gonna be out,
man,
for
like, you fall, hit your head on the step. That's it, man. Lights out.
I'm like a cowboy, bro. I'll die riding my fucking horse, man.
Careful out there. Tell us about the injury right now, though. What's up? You gotta get surgery?
I do have to get surgery, which sucks. Which makes it kind of tough out here in Canada, too. Because it's like, I do have insurance. They're taking care of me. But since it's like, it's the how it works over here. You just gotta wait, you know?
Yeah.
So people that have money for it, they'll just like get injured and they get the surgery right away, like within weeks. For me, I'm just waiting on the appointment with the surgeon, basically. And what basically happened to me is I was trying to do a line down this place that I was telling you about. It's a known spot here in Vancouver. They call it Terry Fox. It's a BC place. And I was trying to do a line, which that means like a couple of tricks arranged in a row.
Okay.
The line ended up going down the stairs, and it's quite a big set. It was pretty whack because I feel like it was just it was one of my signature tricks. And if you see the video once it's up on the internet or whatever, everything was kind of under control. You know, like I tossed the trick out. I noticed that the board's not flipping fast enough under my feet, so I'm like, oh, abort mission. I kick my board out of the way. I look for the spot I'm going to land. I set my feet to land on the spot. And once my feet make contact with ground, my knee kind of just makes a weird strain. Like, it was quick. It was just a quick strain. Like, it was an accident, you know? Like, Shit happens. As soon as that happened, like, I felt how everything kind of just, like, stretched out on my knee. I was hoping for the best. Of course, I couldn't, like, it got me out right away. Like, I was just laying on the ground. I was there with a couple homies, big homies that are there. Fucking Wade DeSarmo was there. He's like a really big name here in Vancouver, professional dude.
Right.
Mikey Ray, shout out to that fool. Of course, he helped me out when I was like down there. He like dragged me out of the spot. We was fucking legit.
It's good to have some OGs to help you.
And I just thought it was pretty sick. Cause I mean, I'm bummed out now that I'm like, oh, I got hurt behind these legends, you know. But then again, they were out there just, like, putting out a hand for me, and I'm, like, fucking stoked. But, yeah, as soon as that happened, I went to the ER, and shit wasn't too good. Once I got the MRI done, they just told me, like, I tore completely my ACL, and I fractured my MCL. So, it's been 2 weeks now that I've been starting to walk again, which is already, like, progress in my head.
Yeah.
And just as a skater, I've always been kind of used to be getting hurt. Mm. So then again, it comes out to the outlet that I get, that I've learned how to do so much shit out of skating, because I'm like, I'm spending time without being able to do it.
Yeah.
And here it is. Music's one of them, dude.
I guess, yeah. Like I was just going to say, you getting injured probably gave you more time to focus on the new album stuff you have.
Definitely, definitely. It is sort of like back in the day when I was like younger, like I sprained my ankle. What I do? Oh, I start drawing. I get hurt again, like, what I do? I become a stoner. That was part of it, really. Like, I started smoking because getting injured in the skate.
I was pretty impressed that you said that you weren't really smoking weed now, because I thought, oh, he's injured, he's got to be just at home every day blazing, but...
I don't know, it started like that, I'm not going to lie, but then again, I just feel like, I've always liked saying, like, if you're a stoner that's just on your couch... You should not be smoking, you know, because it just brings you back from doing so much shit. So being injured and not being able to do shit and then just smoking would just kind of get into my head.
But that's good willpower out of you to not, because you're probably just bored every day and not skating. Yeah. You know what I mean? When was the last time you skated? Like,
it was that day. It was August 23rd. So it's been about 2 months.
Yeah, now. And I know you, man. Like, we used to work together every day. What are you doing after work? I'm skating, man. That's just every day, man. Before work, after work.
That's my everyday.
Gotta admire the hustle, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate that for sure.
But do you want to talk a little bit about the album you got coming out?
Let's get it, man.
So, what was the inspiration behind it?
Inspiration behind all of this, I just want to say, like, ever since I was a kid, I just like making music, you know? And I don't know, ever since I got, as I told you, like, I never had money to buy the equipment that you're seeing right in front of your eyes. Like, I was never able to do any of that, you know? And me asking my grandfather for something like this, he would tell me, you're nuts. Fuck off, you know?
It's a class setup, man, I must say. I wish people, like, the listeners could see what I'm looking at, but this is beautiful. I
appreciate it, man. Yeah, it's been literally like guts, passion, and glory, man. It's just blood, sweat, and tears kind of thing, man. It had me thinking I had to keep on moving, you know, like mm-hmm. like I came up here to Canada. Hope no one too important from the file that's being like investigated on me. It's like listening to this, but you know, like I got up here to Canada on the thought like, yo, I wanna just like get out of my way and just go somewhere where I can probably even make some money.
I don't think there's any probation officer listening to the high cost of living.
If they are,
I'm doing something right.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, it was basically like that move of fuck it. Like I wanted to do something, and I was just thinking like, yo, I'm catching up to my years, you know, like I'm starting to get older.
Man, you're young.
I appreciate that. I'm 24 years old, but I just didn't want it to take longer. That's why.
I still consider myself young.
You're young as motherfucker. You're young.
Nah, I always say if this podcast isn't up off the ground by the time I'm like 30. That gives me 2.5 years.
Dude,
now.
You're good, man. This is
2.5 years. It only takes one good podcast to fucking take you to the next level. So.
Oh man, but you're key. You're running. You're fucking.
You know what I mean?
I worked with you for some months, for quite a while, man. It was quite a while.
We had a laugh, man.
To be honest, it was a really nice experience.
It was. I had a
lot of fun. I learned things. I shared a lot. It was really fun.
It was fun. I moved to Canada and I met so many people. I've never like been such good friends with people for so long. You know.
That's so cool.
Like Tom, Mateo, and two of you guys.
Shout out to the homies.
And who else? I had a guy, another Mexican guy, actually, Eduardo.
He's a straight, like, I really appreciate that guy.
Oh god. Now one guy I have to mention as well is Eduardo, who actually comes from Mexico too. Oh. But I met him with Mateo at Weeds.
Oh.
Remember that before
Blue? That was before Blue Door. I did not
just shut down and a few of us kinda flopped over to Blue Door from Weeds. But that's where I met Eduardo. He went home not so long ago. But tell me, what's life like in Mexico?
I don't know. I think it's just hard to compare. It's a whole... Well, I just think like the social development in different countries, it's different. Like, it's really different. It's a third world country, you know? Like,
Must be tough, man.
It's kind of,
to make ends meet,
not,
you know?
Yeah, it's... Like to if you want to compare it, I think there's a history, like one same history, and old countries are following that same history.
Yeah.
But some of them are fully developed, and others are wanting to develop like those.
And they're kind of all cartel run still, aren't they? Like, the cartel have more resources than the police in Mexico.
The cartels run the police, man.
Exactly.
They run around the same
Trust
people.
Me, I'm watching that Narcos Mexico plus El Chapo. They're fucking good series.
And it's not lies, dude. Like, if anything, they're hiding a lot of shit.
I would compare it to any other third world country, you know. It's same happening. I mean, mafia is everywhere, not only in Mexico. Mafia is even here. Mm-hmm. Like, mafia is even
everywhere.
Here.
From where we worked.
Yeah.
Mafia fucking runs
probably, right? So, I just think it's different because of a lot of, what the experience is that every day, you know, like, you probably see a lot of different things here and there, and I bet it has its pros and its cons, but I don't know. I just think there's no comparison. Like,
do you see it ever improving? Like, Mexico would never be like the economy will never be up to the same standard.
I honestly want to say that Mexico is going to be the last country that is going to fully develop to the first world, because it's it's like the toilet, you know, like Mexico is ready to develop years ago, but it just has been like where everybody goes and throws the garbage, you know, like they throw their shit there. So I think it's gonna be the last one, even though it's like kind of like ready.
Yeah. What happened to that wall that was supposed to be built? Donald Trump.
I'm paying for it. And I don't see it.
I know. Yeah, you told me I'm paying for it.
Was it coming from the Mexican taxpayers?
There was no shit happening. Nah. Dude. It was just.
Huh, that's just cruel,
all,
man.
It was just all BS, man. Like, it's just so much hate. And it's funny because it builds up the hate, you know? Like, I feel like there's a problem between people in America, and it's being created by someone, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
of 100%. Course, that I just feel like the way this is being built up, it's just more like the United States is just creating hate amongst their own people just so they can just either like divide, you know? It's kind of like a segregation kind of thing.
Very,
you know?
Strange time we're living in, isn't it, bro? Like fucking all those protests.
Exactly.
The election. The country is like a circus right now.
Yeah, I just think we go again, like Mexico is the toilet of like America, right? So Donald Trump found out that a lot of people is named Juan in the United States, right? So he was like, okay, but like, if you are born in America, you're better, right? So they believed it. So he's making that division, it's a mental wall. It's not a true wall. Like, it's not, you know, it's just a mental wall.
That's a fucking good way of thinking about this
one. But it is a mental wall. Like, it's fucked up because, you know what? I got homies, like, in Texas right now, and I'm really good at keeping up with people that I really think that fuck with me, and people that are just, like, you know, just, like, simple, you know? And I was talking to this homie not so long ago, and this guy's telling me, dude, like, it's kind of fucked, you know? Like, you're out here and you're hearing how everyone hates Donald Trump, but then this one neighbor pulls out like their little like flags that are supporting Donald Trump to their yard, and you're like, oh, okay, well that guy, like, he's a supporter.
I'd say he'll be voted in again, man.
But I'm pretty sure, because look, this is where I'm going. Like, he tells me like he kind of like that neighbor kind of comes up front. And eventually, throughout the week, 2-3 other guys start bringing out their flags. Like, you know, it's bringing them out of the closet. That's so true. It's kind of like, I honestly, like knock on fucking wood, bro, but I think he's going to get reelected. Like,
I think so too.
He's on the path of, like, being reelected. I think all this, like, this is probably me talking out of my ass now, but, like he was doing so bad in the like conferences that they probably just said like, yo, you have COVID, like shut up, like like go home, dude, like you're ruining it for yourself, you know, like just shut up for
a bit. True, actually, isn't
like,
it?
Like, I think that's what's happening, dude. Like, I'm not sure.
Then he kind of made light of like COVID. He kind of made it look like, this is a fucking walk in the park.
Because they have to like put him on the side real quick. Like, they gotta put him on the bench.
Hundreds of people died, and then he's like coming out saying, it's just a flu. You'll get over it.
It's like Harvey's missing his shots. The coach is gonna tell him like, yo, bro, come to the bench real quick. You know? like that's said and done, dude. Like, that's how I think about it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I might
be wrong.
I never actually thought of it like that, but you could be right there.
I don't know, man. It's scary.
Yeah.
Scary times to be, I'll tell you that.
Just another chance, so that I can show that I won't let you down.
you down. I could be the one. I could be the one. Inside my head. Oh, and when you're gone, when you're gone, when you're gone. Oh, baby, all the lights go out. Thinking maybe, baby, I was wrong. And I was wrong. And I was wrong. Come back to me, baby, we can work this out. So that I can show that I won't let you down and run. No, I won't let you down and run. Cause I could be the one. I could be the one.
Yeah, straight up. Baby, I could be the one. Baby, I could be the one. Let me tell you what it do. I'm just out here in the posket with Axel and Shaney Poop. Fucking on this doobies like back in the fucking night. I'm not right.
Oh my god. Delete this, please.
This is going in, by the way.
Oh, fuck.
Straight up.
Straight up.
It's lit. Axel, that was fucking sick, man. Dua Lipa.
Respect, man.
Yeah, I know that song, man. It's a good tune.
Hey, dude, that... She's hot, bro. Whoa.
That's why you learned the song.
Dude, like, if any... Like, if she ever comes to Vancouver, Dua Lipa, like, I know your songs.
It's game over.
Don't be
for
shy.
You
don't be shy to hit me up.